something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Is there any official reaction from any other sports league with baseball saying smoke them if you got them?
Oh, no, man.
Because that was amazing. And I was thinking about how we were talking earlier about Kansas and weed and the eventual, it's going to be legal everywhere anyway. It's like, why do people fight it? And in baseball, of all places, I mean, not even basketball. Now, basketball, they don't check. But they
don't pay any attention in the NBA.
They don't. No,
you got to test at a certain level right. For them to think that there's an issue.
But basketball, you would think, would have been the first one that said, weed's cool, we don't care. But baseball did it.
Baseball already had done it at the major league level. Didn't even test for marijuana as a substance.
I know,
but you could smoke weed before you pitched.
I know, but now they're saying we don't care.
In the minor leagues, they're saying it's fair.
They paid attention at the minor league level.
Correct.
But now they're not even doing that.
But the NFL is going to just do just clutch their pearls and say, well, we can't do this.
Well,
it's crazy.
Supposedly, they're going to – I mean, they have had people looking into it. So, supposedly, when they can change it, they will. And that's when their collectively bargained agreement comes next year.
Everybody on the Chicago Cubs can get high, but the state were
– But not with the bear.
Not, yeah.
Yeah.
The owner of the Cubs, are Chicago, I think their family's called the Ricketts family. So, weed's cool with them, except for here.
Right. Not cool here.
No.
Well, because it's going to be legal in all forms in the state of Illinois.
But also, the Cubs players can show up. They can smoke dope, too.
Yeah, like they can get out of their – think of that. They can get out of their car just reeking like weed and walk right into the locker room.
Right.
Not legal necessarily, but fine in their workplace.
I hope they all do. I hope all the Cubs get really stoned every game next season.
Well, so do I, actually. Right? That's old. I hate the Cubs before Ricketts. Yeah. That has nothing to do with the Ricketts family.
That's a fact.
You know.
That just made us hate them more.
It's easy now. Yeah. It's easy now. I know Cub fans that don't like them.
Right. Can you find another reason to hate? Oh, there's another reason to hate the Cubs.
Right. Yeah, that was a nice bonus there.
So it's Heisman Trophy weekend. College football essentially just goes into the dark of night here for a while. There was an award show on last night and on one of the auxiliary TVs. I will give you no updates from that.
Yeah, I know.
It does not matter.
I didn't even stop on it either. I said college awards show, and I kept going.
And I'm guessing LSU and somebody else swept up, and there were some moving stories. And
I don't even know.
And they all wore suits that they paid for legally, and everything was fine.
Have they given out the Lou Groza Award yet?
I don't know.
Was that last
Maybe last night.
No. Yeah, how about the Fred Biletnikoff?
Maybe last night.
Award.
You can check the NHL blog for those
Who's
results.
The running back? Is that Doak Walker?
Doak Walker, right.
The old Doaker.
Goes to the best end. The best quarterback is?
Davey O'Brien.
Or Maxwell.
Davey.
Yeah. And the John Heisman Trophy will be this weekend. It's all done. That kid from LSU is going to win it.
Burroughs,
Some other interesting. And this day in 97.
Is he a senior?
I think so.
Okay,
I think a fifth-year guy, isn't he? Or fifth-year junior, one of the two. Is that
possible? Yeah, he must be a senior. But I don't hear him talking about being the number one pick for some reason. So he's not technically a junior? He's got to be a senior.
Either way.
Yeah. He's leaving either way.
I would think he'd be gone. Because that number two from Ohio State
is
more than likely going to be one of the tops. Now, Charles Woodson won a Heisman this day in 97, so that was 22 years ago.
It's the last defensive player to win.
Yeah,
he did everything.
He was the first predominantly defensive player. He did play receiver. He returned kicks and punts and those kind of things. But he beat Peyton Manning.
Oh, was that the year?
Yeah.
Okay, I forgot.
Yeah, this day in 91, Desmond Howard, who people watch on game day all the time, has Cheez-It commercials and probably maybe forget that the dude won a Heisman Trophy.
Right.
In 91. And then, there was that run, like this day in 96.
The Heisman House should approach some really, really famous, legendary NFL players that finished second.
Right.
That would be a great...
That'd be a good bit.
Them showing up at the house.
But, hey, can I get
somebody
in?
That's obvious.
Like Peyton Manning. Hall of Fame jacket, knocking at the door.
Right, he's a Hall of Fame.
That's
one of the
funny.
Best quarterbacks ever. He shows up because you're not going to pick a guy that came in second that didn't have a great career.
Like Troy Davis.
And they might not agree to it. But
if
your Peyton Manning has nothing to prove, him showing up and getting rejected to move into the Heisman house
is a funny bit. That is a funny bit.
And I bet you if you look back, the number two guy in a lot of places had great
careers. Went on to NFL
success. He's one of the best.
Right, the number two guy probably had a better career than the guy who won the
I don't think a lot of guys would do it for their own personal ego unless their guys like that showed that they were the best ever.
Like Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning.
Right, yeah, I mean, that's a great example.
And a guy that beat Peyton Manning was also not a quarterback either.
And so, he could pull it off, too. Manning, I mean, that's really good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah.
And he couldn't use Danny Werfel in that spot. He won a Heisman.
Yeah, yeah.
Ricky Williams commemorating 98.
I think when people should not pick on the Heisman winners that don't do anything in the pros. Because
that's not what it's about.
That's not what it's about.
Yeah.
They won. They were the best college football player. I mean, well, that year.
Yeah. You know? It's not the best pro prospect.
But that still bleeds over all the time.
It's kind of gone that direction now because they'll take the best player off the best team, which is typically an NFL prospect. Now, back when like Barry Sanders was winning the Heisman Trophy at a team that I think they won 8 games that year or something. Like
Ogie State.
That's when it mattered.
Yeah.
You know, that's when it was really the best player. Now they just, you know, give it to a guy.
That is kind of true. They do that now.
Oh, man, I'm looking through it. Guys who came in second.
Yep.
Andrew Luck came in second twice.
There you go.
I forgot that.
Perfect example. Great quarterback, you know?
Yeah, but Luck he was playing for a mediocre Stanford team, probably.
Christian McCaffrey, Deshaun Watson.
Wow.
Vince Young.
DeCaffrey. Who beat him?
Peterson came in second.
Who beat DeCaffrey?
McCaffrey came in second to Derrick Henry.
Oh, well, Alabama run back.
But McCaffrey could walk in. He could be on that show.
Yeah, and
he could be on the Heisman House.
Like McCaffrey had a huge bowl game after that.
Yeah. He did against Iowa.
He's amazing.
And like 03-04. 03, Jason White wins it from Oklahoma. Larry Fitzgerald is number two. 04, Matt Leinart wins it. Adrian Peterson is number two.
Who'd Crouch beat?
He beat Rex Grossman and Ken Dorsey.
It was Grossman. We talked about that. Right?
Yep. Drew Brees came in third to Chris Winkie and Josh Heupel.
In the morning.
Find those two guys somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Brees could do it. He could be the third place guy. He could show up after Peyton. He goes, hey, if we're not letting the second place guy in, Drew, letting you in.
How about the third?
Come on, man. Work for that agency.
That's such a funny bit, Tyler. Yeah. That really is.
It would work.
Oh, you could even extend that to anybody who got invited to the ceremony.
Well, it's usually 3 or 4. That's it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, like in Donkey Kong Sue could show up just cracking down doors.
I'm coming in.
I wanted him back then. Yeah. I should have won it then.
Yeah.
Also get Army-Navy this weekend, which, you know, is nice for the pageantry.
The uniforms have been cool lately, too.
They're going to have...
The uniforms are always cool.
Yeah, they're
both
doing...
Both teams do crazy stuff, man.
Crazy stuff. Yeah. All the Navy guys pick a patch to wear on their uniform, too, so there'll be stories around that. Navy's actually 9-2 and ranked.
Doesn't Army have, like, courage? There's 4 or 5 different sayings, too, sometimes on their back, not their names.
Courage, honor.
Honor, right.
Yeah, I haven't seen what they're doing this year with those. So that's 3 p.m. Eastern. Navy's a big favorite in that one.
Is that always in Philly?
Yeah, my dad used to go to that game years ago.
I would like to go to that sometime. I really would.
It's a pretty cool event.
I really would. Yeah. Did you watch Lamar Jackson last night?
No, because I hate the Ravens. I knew they were going to kick ass, so I couldn't stand there watching them kick ass, and they did. What was the final?
Yeah, they did. 41-24, maybe, something like that.
Yeah, but...
Lamar, I mean, the story's out of it. The Ravens are really good, and they're built for January is the first thing I would say. And then,
anything that keeps the Patriots out of the Super Bowl, believe me, I'll be rooting for them.
Yes.
I'll hate it, but I will root for them.
Yeah, even if it's the Ravens, huh?
Oh, anybody but Patriots. Anybody.
I don't know where I would fall on that. I think I'd probably fall on history's side.
No.
Which would be Belichick.
Nope. Screw him. Screw the Patriots. They cheat anyway.
Now, Lamar Jackson, he made history last night, most rushing yards by a quarterback. He's top 10 in all rushers in the league right now, by the way. So he's over 1,000 yards. I would say enjoy this right now because it can't last more than 2-3 years.
He didn't wear white sleeves last night, though, because he was kind of sneaky.
Yeah, you're right.
He had this regular dark arms.
That's the only reason he was successful.
He wore his own skin last night.
I love how they I love how Michael Vick, the former rushing quarterback leader, was everywhere talking about congratulations, Lamar. You're the man, Lamar. Remember to pay your taxes, Lamar. He didn't say that.
He didn't.
But he should because he's like $70,000 on back taxes right now, Michael Vick is. So maybe you should remind him of that.
He's also really hating him for pounding dogs against the tree.
Well, there's that too. But I didn't even want to bring that up.
Vick's probably – he'd probably just say, please, why'd you pick me for this Pro Bowl thing? I don't need the pub. His pub is so negative now. It's so bad.
Yeah.
It's
but he's so still bad. On Fox.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's on Fox.
Still on Fox. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And now also, so we know Lamar can run, but listen to this one. He set the single-season record for most touchdown passes by a quarterback 22 years or younger. He beat a record set by Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
So he could throw it too, man.
Yep. Win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Until that kind of team wins a Super Bowl, that's it. And it does put him in some company that would say, nah, I hate to throw stats, but these things are so good. They've scored a touchdown on their first three drives for the fourth time this year, most by any team in 40 years.
Do you realize your hatred for Mahomes is showing up here, Petey, because Mahomes did a lot of great stuff last year and you hated him.
Yeah, but I talked about how amazing they are.
No, you would always be tongue-in-cheek when I talked about Mahomes. Mm-hmm. You hated him. Mm-hmm. He's a really good quarterback,
too. Because he's a chief.
That's why. Mm-hmm. Well, at least you admit it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, at least you admit it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's a nerd. And he was shoved down our throat every week.
So
pre-game,
so is
not
Jackson.
Even close. Tell
oh
me where he's from.
I don't.
Tell me his life story.
Well, that's not the point.
That is the point. That's why I got.
I don't know where Mahomes is from either.
Last year.
I don't know where Mahomes is from.
Last year, every pregame show, that's all you're like. Look,
I see now is him sucking Lamar Jackson's ass every TV show.
Right. But the backstory is completely different. And last year, they drove me crazy with Mahomes
because
everywhere.
Because he was a chief.
And he was everywhere. Every pregame show, postgame show, every commercial. Jackson is not the same.
I watched a lot of football yesterday shows, and it's all about Lamar Jackson.
Well, they were playing yesterday, so that's why.
Just as much about Mahomes' backstory as I do Lamar's.
Yeah, I don't know either
Jackson's
either.
Backstory.
You guys don't watch as much pregame, much weekly coverage as I do, and last year it was just absolutely over the top.
I mean,
how much Mahomes
I know
was.
Where they went to college.
I don't even worry.
And because of where I live.
Where did Mahomes go to college?
Texas Tech.
Oh, see, I don't even know that.
Yeah. Because of where I live, I see Mahomes on commercials.
Because that's the reason. Yeah.
And I don't know if Lamar Jackson, I can't imagine that he doesn't have some Baltimore area.
He's got to have some commercial in Baltimore. I mean, he's obviously a different, you're right. He's got to be on the TV somewhere in Baltimore.
Well, he
right?
might be a little too black for some people's taste.
Not he ain't on national.
Not Baltimore.
He's not on national commercials, I'll tell you that.
No, but I bet you he has some local
He's an
deals.
Amazing player,
oh, for
man.
Sure.
He's an amazing player.
Enjoy it while it lasts. Yeah. He's very good.
Yeah, he'll get hit and get hobbled eventually.
It's going to slow him down. Yeah. He's taken more hits than any quarterback ever
They haven't
has.
Figured him out yet. They figure out a lot of guys. Yeah. They can still be great quarterbacks their whole life, but they do figure people out.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Le'Veon Bell, only 87 yards, two catches for 1 yard. Reportedly, the Jets are going to try and trade him because they're just tired of him already. Substantial cap hit to do that, so nice job,
That's
Jets.
A guy who's taking a lot of hits.
Well, didn't they say the coach didn't want him when they signed him?
Yeah, right away. Yep, Gase, yep.
Yeah, that's right.
So the coach was never on board with that.
Yeah.
Well, the coach should be on board if he's coming in because you better use him.
Yeah, you're right, use him.
Yeah, and pay a lot of money for him.
But he's also playing with a bad offensive line now. You got to be careful what you ask for.
Yeah,
dude.
He went to the Jets.
Yeah, he had holes in Pittsburgh.
In many ways, that statement's
in
true.
In many ways, yeah. Well, I'm sure he's got holes in New York, too, believe me. Probably more. It's a bigger area. Of course, yes, he's not playing that well, so.
There's been 12 teams eliminated from the NFL playoffs, by the way. 12
eliminated.
Teams. 12 teams eliminated at this point. The Clippers, the Jets, the Clippers. I was surprised by that one. Clippers, Jets, Jaguars, Dolphins, Bengals, Buccaneers, Panthers, Falcons, Lions, Cardinals, Giants, and Washington. All out.
I guess the end of the season is sneaking up on us.
Dude, we're week 15.
Right.
Yeah, we're week 15.
There's three games left.
So I was shocked when they said last night that's the last Thursday night of the year.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think about it.
Yeah,
because they got Saturday night games next weekend.
Oh yeah, because no college football.
And then it's Christmas week after that.
Yeah, they don't want to mess with want everybody to have the same amount of rest at that point. Right?
Last Thursday night game.
So I'll save you if the playoffs started today. But now that conversation could actually is
yeah,
is actually relevant. Now Vic Fangio, the coach of the Broncos, who I think they're going to actually keep, which is good because he's kept his team together, brought up an interesting point about how the NFL works. It'll never change the playoff system, more than likely.
Let's hope.
Though it'd
not.
Be nice, maybe if they expanded two teams, something like that,
one on each side.
Yes,
yeah,
something like that. But he proposed this. He said, you know, when the league went to 32 teams, he goes, I think that we should have ended divisions. He's saying, he goes, and nobody's ever cared to listen to my idea. So he's going on. He said, but so you got 16 in each division. You play all 15 teams in your conference. I'm sorry, all 15 teams in your conference. And then that leaves an open week for those traditional, like Giants, Jets, Cowboys, Texans.
Oh, that's not,
you know, but Saints, Falcons.
But that's not fair to teams that have better rivals. You know what I mean?
To play the like Pittsburgh playing the Ravens twice in a year?
Yeah, that would be some teams are tougher than that. I understand what you're trying to say. But also, people love AFC, NFC games. Yeah, like watching those two teams.
No, play those cross route games.
Right.
Yeah.
And certain teams will never be in other cities, so that's why it's never going to work.
And the division rival thing, like the Packers Vikings should have home and home every year.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it would just alternate more like college football.
Yeah.
You know, well, this year is the Packers. No, they ain't doing this.
It's interesting, but it's not going to work.
It was kind of an interesting thing because it was this year the Cowboys are going to get in, or somebody's going to get in out of the East, 7-9.
That happens every once in a while. That just happens.
It does happen every once in a while.
That's the rule.
It does happen once in a while. But that team gets to host.
I know. Eh, they're not going to reseed either.
And they'll get their ass handed to them.
And they should not reseed either. You know?
Not always.
No.
Yeah, that doesn't upset me.
Me neither.
Once in a while,
me neither.
Me neither. Never did for me.
A crappy division leader gets in. They won their division.
Absolutely. I thought it was an interesting idea, though, to like play almost a round-robin format in the NFL.
Because
teams bitch about, well, that division sucks this year, and that's been the whole thing of the Patriots. Their division always sucks.
True. But even then, even though the Patriots benefited, I don't think they should switch it out. Because one thing the NFL is not, it's not broke.
No.
Other leagues always do crazy stuff because it's broke.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's just talk. That's reseed. They'll reseed, you know. I remember years ago in the 80s when the NFC was in the championship, there was actually talk. You might not remember much of this, Peter. You're a little younger at the time. But there was actually talk in the 80s because it was the years of the Niners and the Redskins were really good, too, in the 80s. And so there was years the NFC was winning all the time and in the Super Bowl. And it was years about just opening up the Super Bowl. I remember bitching. I said, no, wait. And then we waited and the AFC took over.
And,
you know, it's just the way it works.
It comes around.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's ebbs and flows to those divisions.
Right. But, yeah, there was talk then about that. Let's just let anybody in the Super Bowl.
Ends up balancing itself out in the end.
Yeah.
I had a Ravens buddy text me. And, yes, I hate the Ravens as much as the Chiefs probably. So
yeah, I hate them too. I hate the Ravens more than I hate the Chiefs. Yeah. But I hate the Chiefs when they play the Steelers. And that's who the Steelers are probably playing in the playoffs would be the Chiefs. So believe me, I will turn on a dime here in about 3 weeks. I will be hating Mahomes' ass in January. I tell you that right now. Because I looked ahead. If the Steelers do make the playoffs, good chance they might be playing the Chiefs.
Yeah, there is a really good chance.
Totally a really good chance.
But you could go to that game.
No, we got a great defense, but I'm not going to that game. No. I only go to away games where the Steelers are 80% of the crowd.
And 80
degrees. That's my new rule.
And 80 degrees.
And 80 degrees. Exactly.
And inside no matter what.
It was 70 that day. A little cloudy, though. Yeah. That's kind of
so when they play the Chargers.
Hey, not next year.
Because they might show up next year for the new stadium.
Oh, they will.
No, there'll be plenty of room in that.
Then. Yeah, yeah.
Vikings are at the Chargers this weekend. Huh?
Rams fans will show up next year, but you don't know about the Chargers fans. I don't know if LA's got a whole bunch of Charger fans. It doesn't seem like
it. It doesn't yet, yeah. San Diego people aren't rolling up there. Have you seen the Belichick and Saban thing on HBO?
Didn't start yet.
Oh.
No, it didn't start yet.
Yeah, it's out.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh,
I haven't seen it yet, but
I thought it came out earlier this week.
Yeah, people have been telling me about it. They've seen it.
No, I watched the Kelly Slater surfing one, and they promoed that after that. Yeah.
You know, there's a lot. I mean, those two guys are obviously geniuses and very polarizing figures, but there's no doubt. I mean, they're obviously very smart at football at the very least, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And something that.
And one doesn't cheat.
Yes, he does.
Well, Saban, he's recruiting wise.
Yeah, he absolutely cheats.
Well, we don't know him.
He cheats.
He's not filming people.
Well, we don't know that either.
He probably
hasn't been caught yet.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah,
but he did.
If you're that good, you probably cheat.
You have to push the limits, right?
Right. Which is cheating.
You got Belichick and Saban standing around talking, and they're talking about, this was at a pro day, like an Alabama pro day. And this really fascinated me because Nick Saban's telling Belichick, he's like, hey, you know, one thing I appreciate that you've always done, if you're thinking about drafting one of my guys, you just call me and you say, hey, well, give me the skibby on this guy.
Right.
He said, there's one other coach in the league that does it. There's 30 that don't, and they take guys from my roster, and I'm like, why did they take that guy? Think about that. Think about Nick Saban.
He's talking crap about his own guys.
First of all, he's talking crap on the NFL coaches. Why? I mean, you're going to draft a guy. You don't call the head coach. You don't ask the head coach.
Yep.
So, and then Nick Saban's, talking crap. Well, we knew that guy wasn't going to be a good pro. That's fascinating to me that those guys don't call Nick. They don't call the head coach to ask about a guy they're drafting.
I don't know. Maybe because he's trolling for their gig. I heard Nick Saban for the Cowboys gig. You know?
It's Urban Meyer's job.
Yeah.
Alabama's going down.
He said, Alabama, I got to play the damn clip, all right?
You don't. You don't.
We're enjoying some food from Hog Wild, but Petey mentioned off the air that there's no goose.
Goose!
Oh, I replaced a big 10-inch over the Goose.
Yay. Yay.
Damn it.
A good song, when it were the Goose.
Yay.
Oh, that's terrible.
Don't be happy.
Yay.
I'm bringing it back after the break, you
damn it.
Bastards.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
JDRF Research Week is coming up next week.
We're asking your help to eliminate type 1 diabetes.
You'll be able to donate to our website at tntradioempire.com.
Or you can donate $10 by texting JDRF 20222.
Get details now at tntradioempire.com.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.